into hour number three. Mysterian girl I've been interviewing 15, 16 years. Really smart lady. I don't agree with some of her end game, some of her conclusions, but I think she's a reputable, smart person who's very accurate in her general analysis. That said, it's a populist uprising in Iran. Sure, Israel's in there, wants to control it, and I'm really worried about that. Israel wants to put the Shah's kid in there. Terrible idea, of course. But just it can't be like this simple two-dimensional thing of, are you for Iran or are you for Israel? That's coming up. But more and more is coming out about this Renee Good, this professional activist, and her wife, and them running around looking for trouble and ramming cops and finding it. And now her family and stuff's coming out, and it just gets worse from there. And I'm not glad she's dead. You know, I wish that Officer Ross could have jumped quicker. He got hit hard. He got internal bleeding. He's been drugged before. He shot her. I think it was a clean shoot. I wish he would have just showed more discretion, but that's impossible because I wasn't there. It's real easy to Monday morning quarterback when you're not there, isn't it? Am I glad she's dead? No, but that's all they got, folks. Not the hundreds of thousands of the illegal aliens killed, but they got this one woman to shake in our face all day. So Renee Good's former father-in-law is an American Christian patriot who supports President Trump and knows his daughter-in-law was wrong. God bless him. I don't blame the ICE agent. Renee and Rebecca shouldn't have been there. Yeah. Closed off streets, driving in, blocking ICE, threatening them, and then ramming with a car. What? To me, you see the footage from the front, you hear the gunshots. She hits him, he bounces off the front, boom, 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 boom. I think he was instinctively, on her, got hit, pulled the trigger. But he didn't cop out on that, even though I think that's what happened. He said, no, there were agents behind me she could have killed. And maybe that guy was that dialed in, I don't know. Point is, you're hitting somebody with a car that's got a gun on you. Come on, give me a break. And with the left saying, kill ICE, Second Amendment, kill him, kill him, kill him. They've already brought the temperature way up here, folks. ICE is the underdogs. They are. There's 10,000 of them. There's 40 million illegals. Go ahead and play the clip.
I want to ask you about this. When you talk about the confusion, and you've been open, obviously, about your support for the president, when you look at the videos of what happened, and I'm sure they're very
hard. Notice they never show the front video.
Watch if you've
even. Let's show our own front video. B-roll our front video.
The deputy attorney general says that the Justice Department doesn't believe that there's evidence to back a criminal investigation, right? And nothing about charges or anything that, just an investigation.
Notice even Trump just says, oh, he hit him for the back footage. No, we have the front footage. The front footage. The front footage.
Resigning today, pressuring them to investigate Renee's actions and Becca, her wife's actions. How do you feel about all that?
Well, I'm not blaming anybody. I mean, it's a hard situation all the way around. It's hard for for everybody involved. I mean, the ICE agent, at first I didn't see the footage where, he was actually, he was actually being ran. I mean, I seen the bump of the car hitting his legs. And so in a flash like that, it's hard to say how you'd react. From my understanding that he had been through that before, maybe dragged or something.
He's talking about the footage showing him get hit, but they won't show it.
It's a hard situation for everybody.
Becca,
she's a great person as well. I mean,
not the apostle, the one from far away.
I love everybody, and that's what the Bible tells us, love our neighbors as we love ourselves. But, I think there's some bad choices. And the word says, for the wrath of God will come upon the children of disobedience. And, I don't blame us. I don't blame Rebecca. I don't blame Renee. I just wish that, if we're walking the spirit of God, I don't think she would have been there.
Yeah, no kidding. She was looking for trouble.
In my kitchen, I cook what's right. Simple traditions, pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWars.
Wake up, folks! Sprint this!
this message. The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
In Persia. And is Israel involved? 100%. Does Israel want to put the retarded son of the Shah in power? Yes. Am I against that? Yes. And you've seen Persians out in California show with you all saying no mullahs, no kings. Everybody attacks him and beats him up. And the media spins it and says, look at Jihadi, tried to kill everybody. No, they climbed up on his truck, punched him in the face, tried to kill him. He tries to get away. And then I told listeners, I said, no, this guy was saying no mullahs, no kings. And they attacked him. But it got spun by the Israel lobby. So I don't support what Netanyahu is doing. I don't want to put a king in there. I don't want any of this. But I've talked to so many Persians in America over the years I've been on air, 30 plus years. I mean, I was on air a few years, and I had like Persians come to me in parking lots, you name it, and say, oh, yeah, we're, you know, we don't like the mullahs, blah, blah, blah. But also the Shah didn't like Israel either. So, you know, the fact you're trying to put his kids in or whatever. So I'm not saying, look, Trump says he's going to back the resistance. Well, the resistance is over the economy and so many issues. So the people generally just want cheaper goods. They want cheaper energy. They want to have a better economy. But now it's broken into, do you want a Shah, a new king, a new Kaiser? Do you want some new Islamic leader? That's why the U.S. shouldn't be involved, is because look what happened. Before Trump got in, Turkey, Israel, NATO overthrows Syria, puts in the leader of Al-Qaeda, and then Trump still meets with him. I'm totally against that. And I get Trump was inherited that. But now that's where we are. So I get all that. My issue with Iran is that you can't say that in general you have this opposition just because of Israel. Yeah, Israel wants its aims there. But at the end of the day, from the numbers I've seen, the vast majority of the Persians are sick of the Shiite group that is there running things. And I don't know if they can hold on to power. I don't know if they can stay in control. And I don't know what they're going to do with their sleeper cells and their stay-behind networks in a crisis, or the globalist or Israel may stage false flags and blame Iran. It's a very dangerous situation. And Trump played into this right after Butler. I said, they'll blame Iran. 3 days later, they did. Trump said, oh, if I get killed, blow up Iran. You just ask Israel to assassinate you and blame Iran. So this is very complex, ladies and gentlemen. Trump's talking about, you know, let's click that, 24 hours. So this is all a big deal. And I said back when Trump did his limited strike, I said, this is just the camel's nose under the tent flap. Israel is going to want Trump to do it again. And that's the real danger. So do I support the people having a new government? Yes. Should we be involved? I've studied it. I barely understand it. Was it Socrates or Aristotle said, I know nothing. Or like I said, I'm retarded. Well, at least I'll admit I'm retarded. I've studied it for years and I barely understand it. And I won't sit back and claim I know what's going on. I just know that you have all these foreign powers manipulating here, and you've got China and Russia and North Korea allied with them. This could be a major trigger. So that's my basic breakdown. Iran warns of retaliation if Trump strikes. U.S. withdraws some personnel from bases. They got aircraft carriers in place. They got all the spy planes, all the rest of it moving into the areas. It looks bad. World waits to hear of Iran executed protester after Trump warns them not to. Some personnel at key U.S. bases in Qatar advised to evacuate as Iran officials bring up earlier attack. Netanyahu's plane leaves Israel airspace mysteriously. There are rivers of blood, the true horrors of Iran's protest massacres. We do have footage of the troops shooting people. They're mad at Putin. He's not getting involved. Well, my word is he made a deal with Trump that he does what he wants in Ukraine. Trump does what he wants wherever. And I think you're starting to see that. So here we are. All right. Syrian girl, who I really appreciate, been interviewed her for 16, 17 years, joins us. Her family was the previous ruling party, got kicked out by Assad's dad. She's lived in Australia. Despite that, she still called accurately what's happened. So I've never disagreed with her analysis. She's always been dead on. You can disagree sometimes with her conclusions, but I wanted to get her take today on where this is going and what she thinks is going to happen. Syrian girl, thanks for being here.
Hi, Alex. Always glad to be here, and I'm glad to see you doing well. I'm always excited to be here. So Iran, we've sort of been here before. I don't know if your crew showed you, but I was actually in Iran a couple of months ago. I went to a science conference, actually, and I was, surprised to find out that I could go out with showing my hair, and nothing happened to me. Basically, there's a vlog I did where I dragged one of the people, the staff members for the science conference, and I had her go shopping with me. And I filmed like the life there and the women there, and everything seemed normal. And a lot of women were not covering their hair. So I think that there is a lot of propaganda out there about the liberal world order and what it wants to impose on Iran. I think it's more about like promoting LGBTQ stuff. Or,
by the way, let's just stop right here because this is a big deal. We're told women can't go out without burqas on, but I have seen tons of. So there have been reforms there. This is you there recently. You start over. This is really important.
Yes, I don't know if you want to play the sound, but
yeah, we'll play the sound in a moment. Tell us about it. We'll play the sound in a moment, but just tell us about it.
Sure, yeah. Well, basically, yeah, like the shops were open, the economy seemed fine. I took a metro, I haven't uploaded that video yet. But it's funny because here in Australia, in the city I live in, we don't have a metro, so I was very impressed. But yeah, there's nobody stopping you for showing your hair. And I even like when I went onto the plane, there was a woman in a midriff on the plane. And I thought to myself, like, I really packed overly modestly for this. I was under some propaganda as well. So I think that what are they fighting for in terms of the women's stuff? I'm assuming radical feminism. I'm assuming like OnlyFans to be allowed. Like that's
no, but I mean, you have done a slam dunk here because they're claiming women have to wear full beekeeper suits there. And I know that's not the case. So that is a lie. Here you are at a major mall. The majority of women are not wearing any head coverings.
Yeah, and I was surprised. I was surprised by that because I, like, obviously I packed the scarf and everything. You can see me wearing it around my neck. So I assumed that I had to. One of the only times I had to wear it was at a synagogue, ironically, where I interviewed a rabbi. So I think that, we have to really take a lot of what we're hearing about overseas with a grain of salt.
Well, that's right. We forget under Judaism, not attacking it, just to be fair. Under real Orthodox Judaism, women wear basically burqas.
Well, yeah, like there is a burqa sect of Orthodox Judaism, as you guys can look up. But I think that, we've been here before. So for me, it's a really big hypocrisy where, the regime change in Syria brings in Al-Qaeda, but the regime change in Iran has to bring in OnlyFans, So, like, can people be consistent about their regime change operations? No. It's just really what it comes down to is the wars for Israel. Like, Iran and Israel are obviously opposed to whether or not they support the genocide of Palestinians, and Iran is got major missiles that we saw them use in the 12-day war. So the U.S. is getting roped into this, and Netanyahu has been asking the U.S. to go to war for Israel against Iran.
And so, Sergio, I want to talk about this, and I want to do a whole segment on it. This is so important. Here it is. U.S. military action in Iran may begin within 24 hours. Iran warrants retaliation. If Trump strikes, U.S. withdraws some personnel from bases. This is a big deal. But I didn't know you had this amazing footage. I didn't know you went to Iran. I want to play the audio of this just to show, because I just know where the truth is, and I've been seeing this, that we hear all this stuff in Iran. This really puts a major problem in that when the footage you have. So I want to air a few minutes of footage. Now, when were you in Tehran? When was this footage shot?
Like a couple of months ago, maybe up to 3 months. It was a science conference called the Mustafa Prize. It's like the Nobel Prize. I was just covering it as a journalist. I didn't win as a scientist, just to be clear. But I apologize in advance for the music in the video. But I also wanted to actually support the statement that the war could start tomorrow, because according to my sources, the war could start tomorrow. If not tomorrow, at least by the end of the month.
Well, we're going to talk about the war, the big issue, but I want to finish up with this amazing footage I hadn't seen. Wow, here you are in Tehran, capital city, major shopping mall, majority of women not wearing burqas. Looks like an open, free society. This just shows we're being told it's a lie. Here it is.
Hi everyone, this is Syrian Girl, and I'm shopping in Iran's capital, Tehran, with a beautiful Iranian guide, just to show how much propaganda there is about women's life here to promote regime change. So hop in, friends, we're going shopping. We're in Iran. It's really cool. Let's go to the store that has music.
Yes. I love music.
Yeah, is it this one?
Yeah. I've been working on myself. I really try my best to change. But something's in another fate. Right. Maybe we should stay in bed. Pretend that everything's the same. Just a little play between.
What do you think of this shopping center? It's kind of... Is it the best one?
No.
It's really... It's not. It's a bit busy.
And the stuff.
Not the best, but it's cheap. It's a cheap bazaar store. So now we're going to go to one of the oldest bazaars ever. So this is a perfumery just outside the mall, and he can mix you up any scent you want, and he'll even dupe famous scents for you. So I think the name of the store is Scent Raal. Get it? Scent Raal. And the owner is also very nice. Now we go to Tehran's Grand Bazaar, which is 450 years old, which makes this shopping center more than 5.5 times older than the terror state of Israel. What will you find at the bazaar? Everything. But they say Iran is blessed with 3 golds, pistachios, caviar, and saffron. See, the Zionists are lying to you about Iran and about the women in Iran because they want to manufacture consent for regime change. They want to bomb and destroy the lives of these happy people for daring to oppose Israel's genocide of Palestinians. This concludes my shopping blog, so thank you for coming along with me. And long live Iran, down with Israel.
All right, so we're showing all sides here. Now, get into the strikes. Oh, what do you think for the next 48 hours? What's happening? What's behind this? Who they might put in? Go ahead with your perspective. People deserve to hear all angles.
Thank you very much for always being open to all angles, Alex. And I always honor the free speech on this show. And I do, however, do apologize for the music in that video. A bit embarrassing. But in any case, I think that, according to my sources, we are looking at war in the next 24 hours. If not that, then at least by the end of the month. I don't know in what capacity that war is going to be. I suspect there's going to be kinetic strikes, you know, missiles as before. However, Iran's going to possibly, if the U.S., you know, is the one starting this war, you're looking at U.S. military being targeted here. You're looking at the Strait of Hormuz possibly closing, U.S. naval ships being targeted. And the question is, for what? Like, why? Like, why are Americans being asked to die for something like the internal politics of the Middle East? Because, yeah, you can say that Iranians are hungry, but that's also because of sanctions. So the other question I would say is, like, again, why? Apparently Richard Grenell has tweeted that this is about having gay pride parades in Iran, or, like, bringing more, homosexuality to Iran. When I was in Tehran, one of my guides actually pointed out an area where, like, the homosexuals and trans like to hang out. So it's definitely already there. It's like, you know, every society in the world, there's going to be homosexuality. And they're not being, like, dragged away from the street for that, but it's just not out in the public. There's no parades of it, right? And I think although the Iranian government does offer stipends or money, the government gives money for transgender surgery, actually, which is very curious. Nevertheless, it's not like as they portray where you're going to be
dragging. The Iranian government pays for trans surgery?
Yes, it does. It does, and it has for decades.
Well, we should overthrow them as well as our own government then.
Well, you know, it's they consider it a medical problem. So I think that, I don't know what to tell you. There's homosexuality, there's trans everywhere. It's just that there's no gay pride parades, okay? There's no LGBT flags everywhere. And the same thing, you know, the irony is, like, in Syria, they're bringing Al-Qaeda. So it's not really about the gays, right? It's not really about the trans or the liberalism. That's just all, like, arguments for war. And this is all about oil. It's all about Israel.
And I love that. I love how they don't care anymore. Now they're like, oh, he was the leader of Al-Qaeda, but it's okay now. It's just out in the open.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, how many people's heads did he cut off? Were there any Americans amongst them? Like, none of that really matters anymore, because at the end of the day, Assad was, like, you know, I'm Syrian. You saw in the video I'm against Israel. And that's because, you know, Israel not only occupies Syrian territory, but they also had a hand in undermining the previous state, and they openly said that they armed 12 rebel groups. So, you know, they were kind of responsible. Netanyahu came out and says, I am responsible for, like, the fall of Assad, and I'm reaping all the benefits from it. That was, like, days after the fall. So, you know, they brought us Al-Qaeda, and now they're pushing for women's rights in Iran. Forgive me if I'm skeptical, you know, forgive me if I see Israel as a problem in the region and kind of something that was transplanted there, because it's like, do I not have a right to do so, since it's my people that are suffering the consequences of that? And I think that American people are also suffering the consequences of that, because they're being asked to die so that this
Well, let me ask you this question, not just blocking the Strait of Hormuz. What else might Iran do? You say the next 24 hours, you think, what's going to unfold then?
Look, I'm not certain. Like, many, many factors could prevent this from happening, and let's hope it does. But I think that you're looking at U.S. military bases in the region blowing up with ballistic missiles. As per Soleimani, do you remember when Trump assassinated an Iranian general, Soleimani, and then Iran retaliated by firing ballistic missiles at a U.S. military base.
Iraq.
Well, it's possible that that could happen again, except this time there may not be a warning, because I think previously Iran did give a warning to the U.S. that it was going to strike. And so it might be like multiple strikes. Israel might be struck
sure,
again.
Sure, a lot more than that. Yeah, no, I mean, they have sleeper cells too, so... Do you think the Mullah is going to be run out to Russia? And if the West did, if the public did overthrow the Mullahs, who are the factions they're talking about taking over?
Honestly, I think they're closer to China than Russia. Like, not just maybe, like, politically speaking, not just by distance. And I don't think that they will run out. I mean, Khamenei is 80 years old, I think, or getting close to 80 years old now. So I just don't see him like running anywhere. That sounds bad. But so I just don't see that happening. No, there's going to be a war and it's going to be brutal for both sides. I can't imagine it any other way, to be honest.
Well, when you see these big crowds, I mean, obviously, I think you disagree that the Shiite Committee of 12 or whatever, the direct line of Muhammad, or I mean, are you saying they're popular in Iran? I mean, what are the numbers you have?
Listen, I have also seen millions of people out on the street in support of the government, kind of similar to what happened in Syria. Now, some of those people are secular. Like, I've seen women who show their hair, that are secular, that are pushing for Iran to acquire the nuclear bomb. So there's lots of different reasons why people would support the state.
No, I agree. So let me ask that way. Well, who are the factions then?
Well, I just think that there's people who think that this is a U.S. regime change war, and they've seen what happened to Libya and Syria, and they think that if the, you know, what it is, Israel has stated that once the Iran state falls, they're just going to bomb all over Iran. And there's going to be, like, who's going to take over? You said it yourself. Is it the monarchists? They're unpopular. So there's lots of different reasons why people are not supportive of this. And I've seen footage of protesters come out in support of the state, as well as, of course, the rioters that are against the state. So mostly peaceful protesters, as we recall from the BLM rallies. But in any case, like, I just think that it's none of my business. Like, I'm Syrian. I have a right to talk about Syria's internal politics, and I have a right to talk about the politics of those states that interfere in Syria's internal politics. But the way that Iranians choose to live or don't choose to live, I that has nothing to do with me, and I don't think...
No, I understand that you're being respectful, but the globalists are involved, so you actually have to insert yourself, because then they'll use Iran against you.
Well, absolutely. Like, they, you know, unfortunately, because of that, we have to talk about which side, but I'm not going to support a side in their internal politics. However, I think it is my role to oppose a regime change war or George Soros-backed color revolutions, because George Soros is pumping money into this.
Stay there. Let's talk about then. Well, maybe they should hold free and fair elections. Maybe that's the answer. Call the globalist bluff. We'll be right back.
Now look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
The problem is, this is when the globals can knock the power out and blame the Russians or whoever. They've already pre-programmed that. This is when they could set off attack nuke, try to shoot down Air Force One with surface-to-air missiles. Blame Iran. This is the globalist color revolution that they've done hundreds of times around the world. Hundreds since 1947. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio. The list goes on and on. I just keep saying, danger, danger. mortal danger to the country, mortal danger to your future. I mean, I can physically feel the anxiety and electricity shooting up and down my body and the palpable, not fear, because that's not the feeling I feel, the feeling of ready to fight. And I'm fighting in the information war. I have electricity feeling in my teeth right now. I have to make myself not bare my teeth and bug my eyes out right now as I address you, because that's what I feel like. That's how I feel right now. People want to conquer us. You want war? But I understand it's informational. So that's where I am right now. But I just showed you who I am. That's what I feel like every second right now. That's the urgency. Fauci and Gates and Schumer and Newsom want to destroy our future. You want us to live in bondage. You want to cut our children's penises off. You Satanist. I'm just telling you, I've never felt so much urgency. My spider sense has never even close to this much on fire. My cells tell me I'm in a war. And to gird myself for it. And to guard myself for truth. Because we are up against the scum of the earth that will give us no quarter. This is an endless war, a fight between good and evil. And in this cycle, good is rising, and good is winning, and evil can feel it in its bones. And it is rising to the challenge.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Another world, another time. In the age of wonder, another world, another time. His land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Syrian girl, the next 30 minutes is a lot of important things to cover. But after she leaves us, believe me, you want to stay with us. There's a major power grab going on by all major powers in the world right now, because the old order's dead and the new system's being set up. And last night it was announced that Denmark is sending troops to confront and battle U.S. troops if they try to take Greenland. And now Germany's sending troops. And then now the Danish foreign minister has said they're ready to capitulate. So that's coming up. I mean, that's, whether you support it or not, that shows how the whole world is in flux, because the old globalist order has fallen. The unelected EU tyranny needs a war with Russia to stay legitimate. They say themselves. And it's just an insanely dangerous moment. So that's why everything's popping off, whether it's Venezuela, whether it's China, whether it's Russia, whether it's Iran, whether it's Israel. It's all coming to a head right now. And Trump just said he's ready to push the button on airstrikes in Iran as U.S. personnel evacuate military bases. And that just came out in the last little while. As Syrian girl was saying, she expects the strikes right away. You know, not that I even support the mullahs, I don't. But now we kind of sign on to the fiasco And now whatever happens is kind of our problem. When we overthrew Mossadegh, it was pro-America, but wanted half the oil money for his people, so they overthrew him. But let's look at that headline again. They're having ships, cargo ships, have been parking just outside of Iran's ports lately, keeping their distance. It's about to go down. And I think this is a big mistake by Trump. I didn't agree overall with the Venezuela thing, but I knew why he was doing it. He had the authority to do it in this hemisphere. Because I'm worried about the setups that come out of it. But this is just wild. So, Siri Girl, you've got the floor now to talk about the different angles of this and where you think this is going and what you expect to come out of this.
Well, thanks a lot. Like, for the record, I also don't support religious-based government. And I, you know my history when it came to Syria as well, and my war against Al-Qaeda and ISIS. But again, I don't see Iran in that same light because I went to, you'll see from my videos, like I went to a synagogue, I interviewed a rabbi, and he said that there was actually multiple synagogues in Tehran that, you know, you'd walk past, like you'd never know were there, and said that life was pretty normal there. They lived in peace. And I also, the thing is, I'm not Iranian. Like, I don't have to live under the mullahs. You know what I mean? That's up to them. If they want to do that, that's up to them. And I'm not going to interfere or intervene in someone else's way of life or political opinions. Like, I'm not going to push the LGBT.
Sure. Well, I saw it after Trump had this. I thought after Trump had the surgical strikes on the nuclear sites, it'd all be over. And I said, it's not. That's just the beginning. And here we are 7 months later.
You're absolutely right. They weren't going to let go. They want to, like, regime change. They want regime change.
And even if there's Iranian regime change, Israel won't like who it is. I mean, it's just, it's never. Well, let's say Israel gets what it wants in Iran. Who's the next target? Pakistan?
Well, absolutely. Like, look at Syria. You know, they got rid of Assad and they brought in Jolani, and now they're saying he's the enemy as well, and they're using the fact that he was Al-Qaeda to take more territory. So no, it's not really about who's in power. It's about power itself and control. You know, they want to be able to make sure that they are the dominant ones in the region, and they're exploiting the U.S. and its alliance to that end. And I think that, unfortunately, you know, the war in Syria lasted 14 years. The war in Iraq lasted 20 years. Is the U.S. looking at something like that, potentially? Because I don't actually see them succeeding in regime change without that. So what's the end game here? Like, that's what I'm wondering. Is the global economy going to collapse because Iran's going to close the Strait of Hormuz and there's not going to be any trade? Like, is there going to be, like, airspace getting blocked because there's missiles everywhere? Is this going to end it with nuclear bombs being dropped by Israel and then Russia and China coming stepping in? Is China going to, like, you know, do something in Taiwan while the U.S. is stuck in a war with Iran? Like, there's all of these variables, and I wonder what is the end game here? Because I don't think it's just nuclear weapons. It is, they're going for.
Well, that's right.
Complete destruction of the state of Iran, basically.
But our media acts like it's just get rid of mullahs, not do we get a royal? Do we get some communist group? China's heavily there. I mean, you just say this sounds like a guarantee quagmire.
You're absolutely right. And U.S. troops will be at risk for this. And why? Because freedom for Iranians, right? Like, what about freedom for Palestinians? We're not allowed to talk about that. What about freedom for, you know, the Syrians that are now living under Al-Qaeda? Nope. No, it's freedom for Iran. And the right, the thing is that they'll also say, oh, there's blood in the streets, people are getting shot everywhere. They'll throw around like crazy numbers, like 20,000 people killed in a week. I have been witness to many wars, okay? I've seen a lot of dead people. And this guy that's playing now on the video, I find it interesting that he's saying he's just come back from Iran and he's got like these earrings with a cross on them and a tattooed neck. You know, I don't know. I was in Iran. I didn't see anyone that dressed like that or had neck tats like that. Sorry. Like I find some of the propaganda that's been being pushed out there is ridiculous. For example, that woman that was burning a photo of Ayatollah Khomeini, the leader of Iran, and it was plastered everywhere. That turned out to be a radical feminist from Canada. And that video was taken in 2022. So we remember the Iraq War. I mean, I am old enough to remember all of the fake stories that came out of that. Even in Syria, like, there was some ridiculously fake.
No, we know there's been a lot of fake stuff, fake cable attacks, you name it. I'm just really worried about this because people said to me, you should support taking out their nuclear sites. Trump will end this. And I said, guaranteed 6 months, a year, we're back. Now it's full regime change. It's a disaster. And now here we are. And I like what Trump's doing overall. I want him to succeed. But I'm not going to sit here and, like, lie and say that I haven't been proven right, because it's common sense. We are stepping into a bear trap here. Is there any way to dial this back? Because the Iranians, too, are like, we'll shoot Trump. We're ready for war. You know, it seems like their rhetoric is just feeding into this as well.
I think they're beating the drums of war as a defensive maneuver. You know, they're like, if you hit us, we'll hit you back. But they're not going to do like a preemptive strike, as some people have suggested.
Yeah, but somebody might false flag that.
They might, but I don't think they need to, because the whole like narrative of they're shooting protesters. I mean, if you looked at Syria a few months ago, the Syrian Al-Qaeda regime, they were slaughtering Alawites and Christians. And
they were herding them into mass graves on video and shooting them.
Yes, you saw the videos making them bark like dogs, shooting them, you know, humiliating people. And Trump gave him some perfume. So let's not pretend, yes, that woman that's playing there, she's Canadian. She's a Canadian radical feminist. That's what it says on her X account. So it was 2022. It has nothing to do with it. Look at the snow. Look at the jacket. It's not Iran. It's clearly a Canadian goose duck down jacket. And in any case, we just take a step back and not believe in all the propaganda and just like see. Some of it is so blatant. Like, they just insult the intelligence of people, especially people who've borne witness to multiple regime change wars. Look what happened in Libya when they got rid of Gaddafi for shooting protesters. Now Libya is in a state of civil war. It's divided into three pieces. The war is still going there. There's still a war in Libya. And now in Syria, there's a civil war. There's a second civil war. There's like factions. You have the Kurds, you have the Druze, you have the Alawites.
Yeah, why do you think Secretary of State Rubio had been sworn in like a week, 8 months ago, and he said we could have a civil war anytime? I mean, I think he even knew that about Syria. So what's your prediction for Syria? And again, I'm going to go back to this. What would Israel do if it got its way in the region, period? I don't think it gives up there, because Netanyahu says he's a wartime president. He needs crises.
Well, indeed, or he'll end up in jail, right? So I think that, I want to get back to this, the premise of everything we're talking about. We're talking about the Jewish state, Israel, and its place.
We're talking about Greater Israel.
Greater Israel, indeed, because Greater Israel is everything from the Nile to the Euphrates. And the Euphrates is that river that cuts across Syria. So basically, the U.S. actually occupies everything east of the Euphrates, and they declared that's going to be a Kurdish state. Interesting that it was just across the Euphrates, because most of the Kurds are actually on the other side of that river. In any case, yes, you can see that the rioters are beating police and security to death there. There was footage of them destroying ambulances. You'll see that there. So this, you know, this notion that they're mostly peaceful protesters, a lot of them are armed. Okay, they're armed. So it's if there's violence, it's because it's coming from both sides. But at the same time, like, it's not going to be 20,000 people as is being claimed. Numbers throwing around. We haven't seen such footage. We saw footage in Syria like that. We saw footage in Gaza like that. No such footage from Iran. In any case, yes, throwing Molotov cocktails. So, what your question was? What is going to happen? I don't know if this is like, I'm not, the one thing that may prevent this war, I think, is that as Mike Pompeo said, the CIA is, or the most, was it the most sad, he said, is behind, like next to every rioter. I think he wrote something like that on Twitter. Like there's a Mossad agent walking past besides every Iranian rioter. And now that Starlink is being jammed and the internet is shut down, like the riots have pretty much almost subsided. So yeah, you can see the footage there. So the thing is that it shows you that there's some direction, they're getting some direction from overseas as well, which the fact that they subsided shows that it's not inherently like local or grassroots. So because it hasn't succeeded that as much as they wanted it to, perhaps they'll just cancel on the whole thing. But I don't think so. I think that this is like the causes belli. These riots are the causes belli. And in maybe in a couple of weeks' time, we won't even remember they happened or that they were any interest, because we're just going to be talking about the war.
Sure, well, I'll have listeners, and I'll know it'll be on X and Rumble, like, wait a minute, you know, this show you're criticizing the mullahs, and this show you're, we're just getting everybody on to get all the angles, folks. We treat you like adults. You can make your own decisions. I don't like the mullahs. I'd be glad if they win, but I don't want Israel to put their puppet in. I don't want NATO to put some. I want them to have free and fair elections. And these revolutions usually don't go that way. And so that's why I think we should not be involved in it. Because now by being involved in it, we own what comes out of it.
But also, there are Jews in Iran. Like, I think there's maybe 60,000 Jews or more in Iran. And so it's not about Jews. It's not about Judaism or, opposition to Judaism. But it is about this Greater Israel project that's been going since 1948, or before that, actually, much before that. And it is causing instability in the region. So, I don't know what more to say, Alex. I guess the propaganda is intense. I just feel like we have been here before. It's either the regime change is either about democracy, it's about weapons of mass destruction, and that's something I wanted to discuss, actually. Iran has a fatwa against nuclear weapons. And that is actually heavily criticized by a lot of Iranians because they want the nuclear bomb, because they feel that Israel has the nuclear bomb, and therefore the only way that they can have any sort of balance against Israel or deterrence against regime change is to have the bomb. Because it's kind of been proven in history that if you don't have the bomb, you're going to be invaded. Syria had
sure, look at Iraq, look at Libya, look at North Korea has the bomb. Yeah, so here's my deal. Yeah. Go ahead, make your point.
They say it's against Islam to have the bomb. That's what the mullahs are saying. And so, but the thing is, the fact that they have nuclear energy means that there's not going to be any power cuts in Iran. There's enough power for everybody because of the nuclear energy, and therefore the sanctions don't work as well, right? Like, because in Syria, by the end of the war, people had like 1 hour of electricity every 3 days, if you can imagine. So that's the kind of situation that they want people to be under in order to create these protests in the first place, which I think is part of the reason they don't want them to have nuclear energy, as well as their fear of...
I agree that there's no debate the West is trying to overthrow it. My question is, you've got great sources. Trump came out after you were already on the show and said, yeah, I'm getting ready to hit him. What do you expect Trump to do? What do you think is going to come out of that?
I think that I'm not a soothsayer, so it's just my assessment of the situation. I think that they're going to go for military and nuclear sites for the first part. But I actually visited the areas that in Iran, in Tehran, that were bombed by Israel. And it was residential buildings of scientists and their families. So they would take out an entire residential block and its neighboring buildings just to take out one scientist. So we might actually see assassinations like that as well, where they like have specific individuals that they want to kill so they'll like target civilian areas where that person and their family live. That could also be something that could happen. But Iran is going to retaliate, and I would imagine that they're going to target U.S. naval ships in the area. They will target U.S. military bases, and that's why there's been some evacuations. They'll have ballistic missile strikes. The reason why last time the Iranians struck the military base in Iraq, it's called Al-Assad military base, which that military base that the U.S. was in was actually built by Saddam Hussein. And he built a massive underground concrete bunker that was designed to sustain a strike from U.S. Air Force, ironically. And that is where the U.S. soldiers like hid inside while the Iranian ballistic missiles were striking the base. Had it not been for that bunker and that base particularly, then there would have been mass casualties. But other U.S. military bases don't have that bunker that was built by Saddam Hussein. They're basically tents out in the desert, some of them. So if Iran decides to target a U.S. military base outside of that Al-Assad air base or something that doesn't have such structure, then you are looking at mass deaths of U.S.
Yeah, but sir, girl, I don't see that as an impediment. I see that as a plus for the globalist. You know, Trump doing these things is the right thing to do. Oh, stop the nukes, all the rest of it. Oh, back the people. But they hope a bunch of U.S. troops get killed in barracks. You know, there have been basically no deaths at the end of the first Gulf War in 91, and the war was already over, and then a base with 200 troops is blown up by a Scud missile. You know, that was just staged. I mean, because
but
we had
how
to
else can we?
So what I'm saying is they're going to love that. They're going to love, the you know, when Iran actually does hit and kill some people. And it's just, it's a terrible situation.
Do you think it'll make the U.S. public turn, like, pro-war, do you think? Or do you make the U.S. public against the war? This is the question, really.
Oh, no, 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 no. If a bunch of U.S. troops get killed, they're going to get pro-war. I mean, Americans are, quote, smart, but also very, very rah-rah football, very programmed. I mean, let me be honest. No, they won't even ask. In fact, when U.S. bases get blown up, if this goes down, and Iran may do it, but if the missiles don't do the right job, you can believe an agency or a country, Israel or the U.S. will do a U.S.'s Liberty, and they will blow up a whole base. They might set a nuke off in D.C. and kill Trump and say Iran did it. You know, Trump's kind of teed himself up for that. No, I'm serious. I said when they tried to kill him, Butler, I said, I bet they blame Iran. 2 days later, they blamed Iran. Nobody bought it. Then Trump bought into it and goes, oh, if I get killed, destroy Iran. And Netanyahu was like, yes, good, good.
Oh,
so if they kill Trump, yeah, if Israel kills Trump or the deep state does it, they'll blame Iran. And then we're just, then they can do false flags all over and say the Hezbollah did it. And Hezbollah has real sleeper cells. So they're going to go grab all those guys and have a torture a few of them to have them turn state evidence said they did it. It's going to be bad. So that's the next place. The next play is a new 9/11, this time blamed on Iran. And Iran has teed itself up perfectly for it.
I think that, you know, if Charlie Kirk were alive, he would have opposed this war. He was opposing the war on Iran previously. And I guess, like, what can we do except warn people about what's going to happen and the consequences, economic and for people's lives, for this unnecessary thing that's happening in the Middle East that, you know, you said it yourself, like South America is the U.S.'s neighborhood. The Middle East isn't. So, you know, it's completely.
Yeah, well, let's be clear. I get Trump's argument. I get cuts off China and Russia. I don't agree with him doing it, but I said he does it. I understand it. You know, he can say it's legal. We have no business in the Ukraine, no business in Syria, no business in Iran, no business. And I don't have some hard on for Israel, though Israel is actually trying to run the U.S. now. The Democrats have basically lost power. So you do finally, you actually have the Israel lobby, not just trying to control foreign policy. They are trying to run it all. They're trying to censor conservative media. They think they run the show. And so that's why.
They have the Epstein blackmail as well.
Pardon me?
They have the Epstein blackmail up as well, you know?
Yeah, I mean, with that, it's they're involved, but it's the reason it's been shut down is the CIA operation. And you got MI6 is a wing.
There's a lot of intersection there.
Well, it's the same group. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's come out that Epstein ran a fleet of aircraft for the CIA. And of course, Mossad's involved.
Did Did you know that, was it Barr, Bill Barr?
His dad ran the girls' school that were Epstein, and he wrote a book about kidnapping little girls and putting them in a sex dungeon, yeah.
But he was, Bill Barr's dad was both Mossad and the predecessor of the CIA.
OSS.
Which I think it was called the SS something.
OSS.
I forget what it was called. OSS, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh,
no. Well, I'm sorry for if the war does break out. I'm sorry for the lives lost, and I really just hope that I don't know. I guess we put all of our hope in the American people, because who else can stop their government from doing these things? It seems like there isn't really a mechanism by which Americans there. Back in the day during 2003 in the Iraq War, people would say, oh, but, you know, the U.S. State can't unilaterally start a war. They need Congress approval or something. It seems like all of that's just out the window. There's no, the fig leaf of causes belli or reasoning. They don't even really have to try.
Well, I think in a way that's good, though. This whole fake rules-based order, U.N.'s in charge, they never were. Now it's all Russia,
yeah,
China,
right,
the United States. It's all out in the open now.
It's refreshing. It's a mask off moment. But at the same time, the question is, what are we going to do about it? Because you and I, we've been talking a long time, and I love that. And I've been watching you even before that. But what are we going to do? How do we make a change here? Because I don't, in the next, maybe perhaps you and I, in another 20 years time, we're going to be talking about China and the U.S. and the nuclear clouds while we're under,
yeah, if we're even alive. Yeah, how long have I been? You still look incredibly young. I don't look ancient now. I'm 52 next month. How long have I been interviewing you? 15, 16 years?
Yeah, quite a while. I think at least I would say probably closer to 14. I think that's when the war in Syria started. But I think, yeah, maybe in 20 years, you and I will be talking about the nuclear clouds this morning. And how's your bunker today, Alex?
How or maybe we both move to the North Pole and we become Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus together. That sounds like a good plan. We're going to get married and move to the North Pole. Stay there, do five more minutes.
Let's go.
We're gonna make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and father and a guy who loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, it just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night. To quote Waylon Jennings.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.